Apocalyptic predictions for our world markets have reached the fever pitch at the onset of the super exclusive ski party, also known as the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. No less than Klaus Schwab, host and founder of the Davos Forum itself, claimed that capitalism is, quote, outdated and crumbling in its current form and has no place in the world around us. But can the same so-called economic elites that brought capitalism to its knees with false truisms like debt doesn't matter be trusted to make capitalism even better? I know this is absurd, but we're going to talk about it anyway. Here now to discuss are my freedom fighters, Fox Business reporter and my colleague Sandra Smith, Tara Dowdell, Democratic strategist, and Julian Morris, Reason Foundation Vice President of Research. I got to pick on you, Julian. I know you profoundly disagree with this guy, but are there European elites who really believe that capitalism is outdated, outmoded, and needs to be reformed?
There certainly are. I mean, President Sarkozy, the president of France, who is a right winger in France, has said repeatedly that capitalism is outdated in some ways and needs to be radically reformed. Christine Lagarde, also French, has the same.
This is the head of the IMF.
The head of the IMF.
Well,
but you know, to play on what Schwab actually said,
right.
When he criticised the excessive debt. He did go into that. He criticised the excessive debt.
Is he criticising corporatism or
crony capitalism? To some extent he is, but his solutions are get everyone together and come up with a collective solution, which is of course completely the wrong one.
What do you think about
maybe
this?
Next we're going to hear Klaus Schwab suggest that we bail out the capitalist societies that are lacking today. Hey, this comes down to the world leaders and their inability to push for and encourage and strengthen the capitalist societies today. Right now, we're demonizing those that are succeeding. We need to push the capitalist system.
Tara, why do Democrats like this kind of big government, big bank, big regulation?
Maybe
I shouldn't put words in your mouth, or are you dismissive of these characters in Switzerland that think that capitalism needs more government involvement?
Well, I think that the bottom line here is that something has got to change because a lot of mistakes have been made and the system is in trouble. Europe is in big trouble, and it's not just government that's to blame for that. There are a lot of people who are at fault, and there needs to be fundamental change.
All right, Christine Lagarde is asking for more money.
Right,
where's she going to get it from?
Right, exactly. I mean, we're, getting it from ourselves. I mean, you can't pull yourself up by your bootstraps forever. At some point, it's going to give. And the only way you're going to resolve this problem long term is by cutting government spending. I mean, Europe has to address the serious problems that affect its
economies.
These
leaders need to review themselves.
Got it. All right, switching gears. Tonight we're learning that a completed draft of the long-awaited robo-signing settlement between the government and the nation's biggest banks has gone to the states for approval. Hopes that the settlement would help homeowners with Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loans were apparently not answered, and now Democratic lawmakers are expected to take matters into their own hands. Reports from the Hill are that they will now quietly press, can the Democrats do this quietly, will quietly press the federal government to take on a massive mortgage refinancing plan for underwater borrowers who don't benefit from the settlement with the banks. The president may even call for such a plan tomorrow in his State of the Union address. Come on, Tara. Are the Democrats going to ask for the Federal Reserve to bail out Fannie and Freddie so that people will have lower principals to pay on their and thus lower interest payments each month?
Well, Judge, this is not about bailing out Fannie and Freddie. First of all, the Democrats want to reform fundamentally Fannie and Freddie. This is about helping homeowners. And let's remember, every time someone is foreclosed upon, it does not just impact that individual homeowner, but it makes everyone in that neighborhood go underwater and it destabilizes communities. And at the heart of this weakness in our recovery is the housing sector.
Okay.
Something's
so
got to be done.
You borrow $100,000 to buy a house that you can't afford. 5 years later, you owe $99,999.99 on the mortgage. The government's going to come in and say, mark that $75,000. Are you still be able to make the monthly payments?
Exactly.
And what happened to the $25,000? Who's going to pay that back to the bank?
This does not make financial sense, and we have the regulator. I mean, the government should be listening to its own hired workers. The regulator that oversees Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac has already issued a detailed analysis saying that this does not make financial sense at all to lower the principals on these mortgages, Judge. The taxpayer is going to be on the hook.
Julian, are you, as a free market, small government European, transplanted to the Big Apple, shocked and scandalized that these things would happen here?
Well, it's kind of grotesque that the government is coming in and abrogating privity of contract. They are going and saying, look, we're going to force the bank, right, to write down this loan. If there's something that's gone wrong between the mortgagee and the mortgager, between the bank and the person who owes that bank money, then there's got to be rectification at a legal level. If there isn't a problem, then this government should be getting
stated differently. Thank you, Julian. But stated differently, who the heck is the government to say to the bank, Sandra Smith now owes you $75,000 instead of the $100,000 she borrowed? That's interference with the contract,
right,
in my hypothetical, exactly, between Sandra and the bank.
Correct.
But remember, banks broke those contracts too when they involved themselves with this robo-signing thing. Remember, they forged people's names. That's against the law.
Well,
you cannot forge people's names.
There's no forgery because we're talking about the government reducing the lender's obligation to the bank. Somebody's going to lose money.
Well, they're talking about the government doing that for those that are securitized by Fannie and Freddie. So when you allow the government, when you go to them and ask them to securitize something, then you have now entered into a relationship with the government. And this has happened under legal grounds. These attorney generals sued on behalf of the taxpayers.
Does a total amount or a reduction in the total amount owed necessarily translate into timely monthly mortgage payments?
No, because guess what? We still don't know if the housing market's hit bottom. We still don't know that unemployment's going to get any better. We don't know that the situation's going to get any better and actually leave these borrowers in a better place than they are today.
In free market principles, wouldn't it be better if people that cannot afford their homes lose them?
Absolutely.
And the housing market bottomed out.
Absolutely. Let it happen. And if you don't let it happen, you're actually going to disincentivize lenders from lending to new borrowers. Mm-hmm. If lenders think, if things get worse, we're going to have to take a haircut, they're not going to lend the money.
Think we're ganging up on you, I'll give you the last word. Tell me I'm heartless. When I say that people can't afford homes should lose them.
No, it's not about that. Clearly, there are some homeowners that bought homes that they couldn't afford. But that doesn't give the banks the right to do something wrong either. And not everyone bought homes they couldn't afford. Some people are underwater because other people.
Got it. Got the argument. Sandra Smith, Julian Morris, Tara Dowdell, thank you for joining us.